Native American leaders don't want their cultural knowledge about medicinal plants to disappear. In Vermont, they've decided one way to preserve it is to share the expertise with those outside Native communities, leading plant walks for the public. On a recent sunny morning, VPR's Kathleen Masterson went along on one.
Right here, this is a piece of sweetgrass. It's actually pretty long and it's gotten quite nice.
Tom Beck is a spiritual leader of the Nulhegan Band of the Kusik Abenaki Nation. He's picked up a wide blade of green grass about 2 feet long, holding it delicately between his weathered fingers.
And this right here, when you take this and you braid it together, it's your mind, your body, and your spirit working together. It's a self-diagnostic tool.
The group of about 10 gathers around to take a closer look. Beck says the sweetgrass braids are then burned in a ceremony, and how evenly the three strands burn is an indicator.
If it burns straight across, you know your mind, your body, and your spirit's working together equally.
If one strand burns slower than the rest, he says, it can be a reminder to attend to that area of your life. Native communities often come together to harvest sweetgrass and then hold the ceremony afterward. It's not something that typically non-Native people would attend. But in 2015, tribal nations who attended the Wabanaki Confederacy meeting in Vermont decided that sharing these traditions with all people could be an important step to preserving them.
The chiefs talked about it, and what can we do to record our culture? How can we save this for people? And that's why this is going on. It's because we want to preserve our culture.
Beck says the plant knowledge he's sharing today is a mix of things he learned from various indigenous elders, all passed on orally with walks in the woods. Today's walk is meant to be the first of many, an introduction to plants that have been used in traditional medicine.
And I'll walk a little bit down here, and then I'm going to disappear.
Beck leaves the group with trained herbalist Stephanie Cohen, who studied medicinal plants.
I really like to focus on practical plants, like things that you're going to find often, things that are readily available, things that you can use every day.
To that end, she leads the group a bit further down the trail until she spots the first specimen.
Okay, so this is called usnea.
She's plucked an airy sage green lichen that's sometimes called old man's beard. Little bursts of it are all over the branches of a fallen tree.
Usnea can be dried and used as a tea. It is very, very powerful antibiotic for the lungs.
Cohen points out that pharmaceutical companies have long looked at plants and traditional remedies to develop treatments. Take aspirin, for one, which was developed using a compound extracted from willow bark. For centuries, many cultures used willow extract for its healing effects on fever, pain, and inflammation.
Oftentimes, pharmaceuticals they find plants that do a thing. They try to find the primary ingredient that does the thing and then isolate it all by itself. But what's amazing is the effect is rarely as profound or long-lasting.
Cohen makes clear she believes that pharmaceutical medicine is important and has its place in treatment. But she wants to point out the power of what she calls whole plant medicine.
That affects us in profound ways that cannot be entirely mapped out and understood.
And it's that rich tradition that leaders like Tom Beck and others don't want to be lost for future generations. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.